Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. And this Aspire podcast is being aired for August the 28th, 2022. I'm giggling because my headset got blown away here when I went, I have a lot of old equipment that really should be replaced, but it doesn't get replaced. So here we are together. We're going to talk about something that I think is, deeply important. Evidently, in a past podcast, I know I did it on a commentary recently. I talked about, as well as Zoom, it was a Zoom thing that someone was on, where I talked about how we get to a place where we arrive at who we think we are. And this seemed to cause a stir in some people. I got a couple of emails about what makes us think that we are who we think we are, that kind of thing. So this is very encouraging to me because a lot of people listen to what I teach and don't understand it and pass it off as, you know, garbage. But it's not. It's just something you haven't considered before. And I wanted to bring this up and talk about it. How did I arrive at the place where, in my case, I think of myself as Gregory? And it doesn't appear to be an important question, but it's probably one of the most important questions that a person can ask themselves when they're entering into an authentic spiritual practice. How did this happen? How is it that everything is so difficult? Yesterday, we talked about the idea of the difficulty of the practice and what Joe had to say about it, making it appear as though it's impossible. It isn't impossible. Like anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. It's really the way I think of it. But the issue really is it has to go through ourselves. It has to go through, in my case, the Gregory. Well, it doesn't have to go through Gregory. It doesn't. It doesn't have to go through any of the things that Gregory thinks is pertinent to himself or pertinent to sustaining his ego, his vanity, his pride, all of that stuff that Gregory's made of. And once you understand the makeup of the human part of us and the way our psychology supports it, the more you understand that, the better off you're going to be about your livingness and what the meaning of your life is and why it is so hard to change. So, the first question came from someone who wants me. I don't know them at all. I don't know where they come from. They don't want me to use their name in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so that's fine. How did any of us arrive at the me you talk about? This is from this email, a intriguing question. Well, I'm grateful that you find it intriguing. And it is intriguing to a person who is beginning to consider maybe the state of their own being, the reason why they exist and how they exist. It's intriguing if you are going to look at it and explore what the question is really all about and not just pass it off as foolish. It is an intriguing question. How did I arrive at the concept of Gregory? How do I know it's not just a concept, an opinion, let's say? And most of us have strong opinions about ourselves, and it isn't always supported by the facts or the truth. It's just what we manufacture through our ego, our vanity, our pride, the emperor of all malice. And because all of this is in play and we don't separate go into third person, most people live out of first personage, as I like to think of it. We live out of the idea, this is me, I'm like Popeye. I am what I am, and that's all that I am, and I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. For those of you who are millennials, you'll never know what that means, but it was a cartoon that we boomers used to watch, and it was about just, you know, Popeye saying, I am myself. But Socrates said, know thyself. I did a whole series of TV programs on Socrates. I was so impressed and moved by his comment, you know, about know thyself. I found it very interesting to see the kind of reaction I got from the viewing audience, who already assume they know everything about themselves there is to know. There's nothing more. And they try to cover up what it is they don't like about themselves, or they think that is unsightly, unseemly, and ugly. Or they try to enhance it, make it look like it's some kind of achievement. But it isn't, and none of that is true. We run around in this whole lifetime, 70, 80 years of living, and we don't even know who we are, what we are, how we've manufactured this persona, this personality, this personage. We don't know anything about it. I remember when I was little, my mother would, or my father would say things about, when you were a little boy, you used to do this and that, and it was so funny to us. And I would sit there and I would think, I didn't do that to be funny. Whatever it is I was doing, I was experimenting with Gregory. That's really what it amounted to. And I don't know. I think that there was a lot of assumption and presumption. So my mystery questioner, you ask, how did we arrive at this ordeal, I will put it, of thinking that I'm a me, or the me that I think I am is the one that I truly am and that other people see and is verified by what people think, say, and do about us. And all of that is just mere hogwash. None of that is true. I arrive at the concept of myself based on two things, presumption and assumption. And these two elements of presumption and assumption are based oftentimes on how people react to us, what they say about us, and what they tell us they think that we are. And this goes around and around and around to nauseam. We don't really understand the nature of our life. We don't understand the nature of our persona. We don't understand where we have entered into in this form of the human body. We don't understand any of it. We simply assume we understand. We look at ourselves and we try to adapt our persona to garner attention, and that's all we really want. We base our life on getting the attention of others, and there are some people who have a unique talent of garnering other people's attentions, gathering their attentions, I should say, and making them uppermost important to them. And in these attentions that we have, that we get, we start to think in terms of how popular we are, how we are right. We build self-righteousness in it. And after that self-righteousness takes off, then our whole life takes off. And that's who we think we are. And that's just the way we live our life. And there is just no getting around it. This is what we believe that we are. And there is no way to change it. Our whole idea is make a self, defend the self, and make other people believe it too. Any way we possibly can. Lie, cheat, and steal. I know many people. I have friends. I have colleagues that do this. They think they know who they are. They've invented themselves, manufactured it out of their ego. And then they turn around with this ego, and they tried to make it valid and real, and they tried to con me and you into believing that this is who they are, and we do the same back to them, and this is the nature of our relationship. It is all based on assumption and presumption from our genetics, or our DNA says we must survive, and that's a very big drive in a human being, their DNA, and they drive that DNA through their genetic heritage, their nature. They start adopting platitudes, longitudes, attitudes in their persona, making their persona, in my case, the Gregory persona. And maybe they'll tweak it here and tweak it there, especially if they think they're going to get something for the tweaking. And that's as far as they go. They don't really expand. They don't really go very deep. They don't go into anything that would maybe bring us to some kind of realization that we've made this all up. We faked it. What was Terry Cole Whitaker's thing? Fake it till you make it thing. That's the way we think. That's the way we are. And we don't like self-examination at all. We don't want self-examination. We can't be truly honest with ourselves. We can't think I'm that bad. I don't think I'm that bad, and that's the way people think, bad, good, right, wrong. So we arrive at this idea of a me based on what other people think of us, what we think they think, what they tell us. They're not telling us everything or the truth. It's based on appearances. It's based on, you know, rhetoric. It's based on assumption and presumption. And what is interesting to me is at the end of the day, all you can think about is what you've invented that you have called me. And it really isn't true. So there you are. I hope that helps you. And I hope you will forgive me. Namaste. The last question is from Lawrence. He does not tell me where he lives. He goes on with this thing about the invention of himself. He is proud of his genetic heritage, and he talks about, you know, I'm proud that I'm my father's son, and I will be proud that my son will be, me in some form. How do I live with a me that is difficult, is what he asks. The greatest Zen master in the Western culture was Henny Youngman. He was a wonderful, funny comedian of the 40s and 50s and 60s. And he used to say, you know, the old joke, take my wife, you know, please. And then the joke he had was, Doc, it hurts when I do that. And the doctor says to him, don't do that. And that is probably the best way to understand how to break the chain of what is going on within us, how to live with a me that is difficult, that you don't like. Simply don't do it. When you find yourself being impulsive, stop, slow down, watch. When does this persona come out? When does this aggravation come out? When does this difficulty of self come out? Just watch. If you go into third person, if you are available not to jump on everything and live spontaneously out of your impulses, you will find you can slow down the mechanism enough to see what it is, how it operates, and what damage it can do to your life. If you are aware, if you can slow down, if you can just watch in third person, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It's inconvenient, it's sometimes difficult, but it is very, very effective. I gotta go. Thank you, Lawrence. I hope that helped, and please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. It's been a weekend. I hope that it was something that helped you. If you ever have any questions, you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.